Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Olodumare, Moki, Loni, Mo, Wo, Kun, Mary, Naye, Mother, Father, Creator, God. I greet the new day. I greet the four directions that create the world. You are now listening live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience to the Divine Prince. Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elegoon Oloye Hudu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing, if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding, a place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, I say. Today is Monday, 9th, 2018, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, in New Orleans, Louisiana. The land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya state along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Please do continue to join me here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. Again, that's 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to assist you. And today, I have a very special guest, very respected elder, not only to me, but to the community, Big Chief Shaka Zulu, Big Chief Shaka Zulu, Yellow Pocahontas is with us today, and I feel truly honored and grateful with all that he has on his plate, that he took the time to come here and be a part of my platform and share more of what Congo Square is with us today. Shaka, are you with me? Your mic is now open.
Yes, I am. And Big Chief Shaka Zulu was actually Golden Feather. And today, I have a very special piece that I want to speak on. And it's, once again, we're dealing with Congo Square. And we have this beautiful celebration that's called New Orleans Voices of Congo Square. And it's a piece that's going to be at the Orpheum Theater, 420, April 20th, and at 8 o'clock p.m. Doors open at 7. But it's a combination of a lot of spiritual stuff that's going on as it relates to African consciousness, because there's an African religious spiritual conference actually that day. And all week long, we're going to have a lot of celebrations like that. But Voices is really a 26-member cast, and it's telling the story of all of the history that comes out of Congo Square through music, song, and dance. So it's a live production. It's about maybe 20 to 30 people in the cast, and you have a very strong component of education there because it's the history, so a lot of the story that's being told It's a chronological history of Congo Square, and we're going back probably before we got to what we call New Orleans today, and we end with the celebration of New Orleans in today and as well going into its future. So we got the brass band situation with the Social and Pleasure Club. We got early jazz. We got the Masked and Indian part of the production. We got African dance. We have stilt dancing. I mean, anything that you could think of that has to do with the diaspora being Haiti and the Caribbean, because it has a lot to do in New Orleans. So we're just pretty much trying to let people hear our voice, and I'm very excited to have a platform to be able to express ourselves as a production, even with this show, as well as being an official event for the Tricentennial. So I'm very excited about it. It's a very strong, profound piece.
Absolutely, and we certainly appreciate you and your time. We have a little bit more time ahead of us. Tell us how you concept this, how you dreamt this, how this come to you. How did you get the idea, the spirit to produce this show?
Actually, I had to give it some thought again, but it's really my life. You know, I was in 9 times Social Aid and Pleasure Club at one time. I grew up being a part of Free Spirit, which is a company that was started in the 80s by my dad, Zohar Israel. So my dad, as well as some other elders, you know, Asetua, Mariama, and anything that's dealing with African drum and dance in the city of New Orleans, I can honestly say my father was part of that introduction, you know. So we pretty much a family that's part of the introduction of the African drum and dance scene here in New Orleans. So we go back all the way to the 70s with that. So I grew up immersed into African culture as it relates to the performing arts. My dad also instrumental in the stilt dancing here in the whole Southeast region. You know, my dad's a stilt dancer. I have 2 brothers that are stilt dancers. My daughter's stilt dancing. My wife is stilt dancer. I'm a stilt dancer. I have stilt dancing schools right here in New Orleans, as well as far as West Oakland, California. So, you know, so pretty much I just took my life, and we had a performing arts company called Zulu Connection that performed around the world, African drums and Caribbean culture. So I was a part of a masking culture, being initiated in it before I was a masking Indian. So basically, after just viewing all of that and doing different pieces of my life as a performing artist around the world, I just put it all together, you know, into one production, because I realized that my whole life has really been the cultures that came out of Congo Square. But the only thing I realized in the city growing up in New Orleans is the culture has always been prevalent and present, but we have never presented it. You feel me? It always been other people presenting us, but we've never really presented ourselves on a world stage. So even though many people before me have presented different aspects of it and have traveled the world with it, but I just felt like there needed to be a platform here that's presented about us, that's coming from us. So that's what made it very important for me. And it took about 3 years to put this together. And my wife and you know, and of course, you know, no powerful production is done without the help of others. But it took us a while to actually put it together. And the piece is really more than us. You know, it's bigger than us because, you know, the culture that comes out of Congo Square speaks of all of us. So that voice is coming from all of us. So I had to, you know, reach out and bring other people in to hear their voice and how it relates to the story that we were trying to tell, and just put it all together.
And yes, indeed. And one of the things.
I also want
I'm sorry, Chuck. I just want. Go ahead.
we are only one of the few African born in New Orleans folk on the tricentennial calendar that doesn't have an official sponsor. So we have some collaboration with the city of New Orleans cultural economy. We have a great brother who have We Dat, you know, the food spot, two locations, one on Canal Street and one on in Gentilly. Brother Greg, who came on board because he felt passionate about the project. Even with our marketing team, you know, we have 1718, you know, with Sister Trine, you know, with Trio 1718. They came on board to assist us with the marketing, you know what I'm saying, and trying to get the word out. WBOK, you know, they with Sister Susan over there. So we got a lot of people just you know, from a grassroots perspective of the Black Penny. You know, I have Golden Feather 704 North Rampart, which is a Black Masculine Indian gallery. And next door, there's a bar called the Black Penny. They even came on board to assist us. So we realized that this whole thing has been pretty much a grassroots support system that's actually from the folk that really passionate about this culture. But, you know, with a 26 or 30 member cast, of course, we're not there yet financially, but, you know, we're still looking for that sponsor to really pull us over the edge. But even you giving us a platform, you know, with your station, you know, that's a great deal of support in that area. So we just pretty much, you know, we less than 2 weeks out, and you know, we have a Facebook page and we have a website, you know, Voices of Congo Square, and we're just trying to bring it all together and put this thing together and have the financial part that is to assist us to keep that burden off of us so we can continue with this culture.
Yes, and Shaka, since Ose Ifa is not every day, and today is Ose Ifa, and we should acknowledge that, we should seize the opportunity to communicate and acknowledge the Egungun. And that's one of the things that I like most, not just about you, like and respect, not just about you, but your dad, is you all's representation, cultural Egunguns, which are paramount in Orisha worship, through the stilt walking, through masking Indian, through the various forms that we find our ancestors masking through that ancient tradition of Egungun. So I see Egungun when I see you on stilts, when I see you representing these powerful forces that represent and acknowledge and keep our ancestral spirits alive. So I'm grateful for what you do, what you bring to the table, what you represent in our community. And that's one of the things that I'm most intrigued about is the masking aspect of who you are and what you do.
And I really
thank you for being on the show.
Right. And I'm grateful that you said that because I noticed the same thing in you because you know as well as I do, not all of the Black Masculine Indians recognize that aspect of their culture. Not to say that anybody is wrong, of course, because everybody brings their own experience to it. So everybody is correct coming from their perspective and their voice in it. But once again, not everybody recognize exactly what it is that myself as well as you are contributing to this culture from that particular respect, you know, because we knew that we were coming from an ancestral Egun aspect of it even before we were involved in this particular culture. And that's the beauty of it, you know, to be able to have all of these different aspects. Also to have a group of people out there that really understand what it is that we're trying to do. Not trying to do that we're actually doing. So that's why this platform is so important, you know, to have this show, you know, your listeners actually see that some folk acknowledge that and how it relates to this particular culture that's so profound in this city. So, and the great thing about it is none of us is smarter than all of us. So we need all aspects of it, but we definitely need to understand that we're walking in the footsteps of giants. You know, we're walking in the footsteps of our ancestors, and it's our ancestors that guide us and get us through this whole year process of masking and putting together these beads to be able to have their voice to put on the streets of New Orleans.
Ashe, give thanks. Shaka, I want you once again to make sure people know where to find you, how to buy tickets for Voices of Congo Square as we close out the show.
Well, we have a Voices of Congo Square Facebook page. We have a Voices of Congo Square website. And even if you don't come to the show, you know, that you can go to the website and donate to the cause to where we can make sure that this thing actually happened. I know it's going to happen. And you can go to Ticketmaster, Orpheum Theater Ticketmaster, or Ticketmaster.com and punch in Voices of Congo Square, and you should be able to buy tickets. It's a 1,470-seat theater. It's a beautiful theater. You're going to have a beautiful experience, and we're going to leave nothing with us. We're going to leave everything on the stage. So this is the only Masking Indian production on that level that ever happened in the city of New Orleans. So it's a very special thing to us as well as to the Tricentennial, because I refuse to believe that the 300 years of New Orleans history, that we didn't have anything to do with it. So that's what the production is basically about, our voice.
And we certainly appreciate you for all the time and effort and energy and sacrifice that it has taken for you to make this happen. I, for one, will be there. I'll be right up front in the front row. So I'll be there to see the production and to share in this powerful experience. And I invite all of our listeners, this is a international broadcast. It also will automatically go into archives, so people will be listening to this show over and over again between now and April 20th. So we invite you to act, not just to hear us, but to act and participate and donate and purchase a ticket and be a part of Congo Square and next Congo Square. Even if you don't live in Louisiana, even if you don't live in New Orleans, if you support and appreciate what we do every day to keep culture alive in New Orleans, we ask you to be a part of this experience, Voices of Congo Square. Thank you so much, Shaka, for taking the time to bring this powerful information to my show.
And thank you, and I appreciate you having me on today, because I'm very grateful.
Thank you so much, Mandopi Pupo Ashe.
Modupe. Odabo.
Congo Square. The Omas Indians. The Omas Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omas Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omas Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Le Place de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment. But nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly, Thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses. Double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated, retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums, heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart beat, be we beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring.
I thought we had people to
second,
do it.
Let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are.
Can't do it.
Be
can't
bambula
wait.
Dance. Be banza music. And sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate whip out of us. Whoa! But no matter.
But no.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat, be. Beat, be. Beat, so Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat.
Dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my grease suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou. When a black cat scratch at two. Under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. gonna put on my grease suit. Black top hat, black suit too, same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery, down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my grease suit.